We haven't talked about this team. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm a little biased when we talk about this team. The Atlanta Falcons have a bounce back win.
A bounce. That's a big win, bro.
Against the Houston Texans.
That's a big win.
Ken.
Yes, sir.
Have the Falcons officially found their new franchise QB? Oh,
man. You had another bottle before you
came.
Do you want me to make the case?
No, absolutely not.
I got a case to be made.
I don't want a case made at all. No, not yet. I think he played good enough to win. But it's one game. We need to see consistency. I need to see him, you know, do this over and over again. They have all of these weapons. There's no reason for them not to use it. So we need to know if he's going to be the guy or not. And you know, he made some good plays, and he put him in a position to win, and he did. He got the job done.
You talked about consistency, and I want to throw it to you, Sheldon, after I say this. So far, he's undefeated at home in his NFL career. So far, this young NFL season, still young, still about this high. He's got two game-winning drives so far this NFL season. One against the Packers, obviously this one this past week against the Texans. What about you, Sheldon? What do you think? What do you think of Ridder?
That's still a big TBD. We got to see what he can do, because you don't want to say that he's that guy and you got these weapons around and you're not using them. Kyle Pitts, we still don't know what Kyle Pitts is.
That may be a Kyle Pitts thing. It may not be.
I'm just saying.
I don't see how that could be a Kyle Pitts
thing. What do you mean how it can be a Kyle Pitts thing?
How could it be a Kyle Pitts thing?
Bro, I got to show you the draft that he was, the draft class he was in. And the niggas, the Falcons passed up to get Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
it was egregious.
You shouldn't take a tight end that early anyway.
No. But he had a good game.
I'm just saying, but like they're going to the other tight end, Jonnu Smith, these last few weeks more than he looked better than Kyle Pitts.
Bro, I don't know why I thought you said China, man. I was about to say, wait a minute, bro. He's trying to get us shut down.
You thought they were talking about the kid.
That's why I was like, what are we doing?
But you can't make that decision. And he is good at home, which. Falcons are normally a good team at home, period.
We
got to see him on the road.
Y'all be trying to do these handicap compliments or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah, we got
to
see him on the road, man. We got to see him win out there when it
matters. They always say this. I've been watching a lot of football since I'm in transition right now. As far as going to, you know, leaving. I ain't talking about that. I should have said that. I've been watching a lot of football since I've been at home.
About to be Nicky.
Breaking news.
Nicky. Okay.
Oh, y'all heard it here first.
I hate y'all.
I'm talking about being at home a lot.
I've been watching the pundits, and they always say, the football pundits been saying, ideally, this is what a head coach wants. They want to win all their home games and win half their road games. So far, And the Falcons got the Commanders coming to Atlanta this upcoming weekend.
That's a loss.
So far, if this trend keeps going forward and they win again, they're 4-2. He already got them out the best start since 2017 at 2-1. He doubles that at 4-2. We got to start looking at it. I've told y'all I had the Falcons winning this division. They just need to win 10 games for me to showcase what y'all been saying as far as this team has too much talent not to do something this season. If he's 4-2 going into week 7, like, come on now. Like, at this point, it's like, all right, what else are we looking? Like, he's already done the things. He's done more things than Brock Purdy as far as a quarterback in certain situations.
He tried to dab Mac Hollins.
We're looking at him, though.
We've never seen
more than Brock.
Brock Purdy is 10-0.
I'm saying this. I'm not talking about the stats. I'm talking about situational football as far as comeback wins. Nah. We've never seen Brock Purdy has only trailed 5 minutes in his whole career so far.
We don't know
what he's like under pressure.
He played on a good team.
Huh?
He played well under pressure.
We do know what he's like under pressure. He got fucked up in that playoff game and he ain't come back in that game.
He just won a big game Sunday though.
Two
Ridder ain't had
comeback wins, bro.
Am I lying?
Versus 10-0?
Right.
I'm saying this. I'm not saying that he's better. I'm saying he's shown me more than Purdy in these situations.
In just the last segment, shitting on Trevor Lawrence, but trying to shoot all the bell in the world for Desmond.
What's Trevor Lawrence's record?
Is insane.
What's Trevor Lawrence's record?
Over what? In what?
So far this season.
3-2
3-2 Was Desmond Ridder 3-2 Okay. Yeah. What are you talking about? what are we saying?
I'm saying that Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Ridder, and I don't think Ritter's good. We looking at Ridder. He ain't good. Like, we looking at him, Nick. Like, we seen him. Like, he can barely get to the fourth quarter, bro. It's still being the game.
I don't even know if he know what a good
miraculously.
I don't know if he know what a good quarterback look like. You've been with Dak for what, 8 seasons? When was the last time you even knew what a good quarterback was?
I can't even remember.
They winning in Atlanta right now.
I mean, but that's just because of all the talent they got around Ridder.
You can say the same thing about Dak. Why ain't they?
What's Dak's record?
He not good either.
They 3-2, right?
They only have
3-2. That's what I'm saying. So it's it gets to the point you are what your record says you are, right? That's what the famous quote is, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's
so. If he's 4-2 in the first 6 seasons, no one thought the Falcons was going to be potentially on their way to 4-2 starting off the season. Period.
Who the Falcons? I mean, you could have guessed that though. Like, they got a very soft schedule. They got a really good head coach. They got talent on offense with Dejon Robinson. They got Drake. They got, of course, the tight end we just talked about. He ain't doing anything. But that's a weak division as well.
Panthers.
Like,
Panthers.
Had you guessed that, who they beat?
Panthers, Packers.
Nobody. They ain't beat nobody. So once they play.
They beat the rookie of the year.
Once they play better teams, we might be able to say that. But Ridder hadn't even looked. I don't think Ridder.
I mean, that's why I brought the same thing with the 49ers, though. At this point, it's like, all right, the teams are who they are. Like, the 49ers haven't played anybody good. And I'm including the Cowboys in that. So it's like, what are we talking about? The Eagles ain't playing nobody good.
He need to play a complete good game, not just a fourth quarter, not just a drive.
He did play. Did you see his stats? He threw for over 300 yards, had a touchdown.
This past week?
Yes.
Yeah, he played well this week.
You didn't watch it. The game's over, just talking shit.
His best game of the season.
We in Atlanta, nigga. How you not watch Falcons games?
Yeah, this is the best game of the year.
On my TV.
All I remember is Mac Hollins, him reaching out to shake Mac Hollins' hand. Mac Hollins jumped to him like, man, get away from me. That was last week. Mac Hollins at that. I didn't say.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Jumped at Ridder?
He had a bad game. First of all, that says a lot about Mac Hollins.
Get out of my face.
Mac Hollins ain't going to last on this team after this season.
He stuck his hand up to shake his hand. Like, man, this is your fault.
I'd rather that than Michael Parsons and McCaffrey switching jerseys after getting your ass.
Oh, that was bad.
That's a regular season game, bro. Quit being old.
Ain't nobody coming to switch jerseys with me if I get beat 42-0. I'm going to think you're trying to be funny.